Sorry, I was talking to my crew.
Hi, and then Ryan?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I'm backing up the trailer and stuff for the crew.
Oh, yeah. Take your time, man.
Yell when I'm good. Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Hello?
Doing well. Who am I speaking with?
Ryan Powell, owner of Powell & Sons Urban Forestry, Fishers, Indiana.
I'm doing well, Ryan. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Just come out for you, man. Big day, big job we're on right now. Getting to finish up. Good payer.
Yeah. I understand you're in the middle of everything, and he messaged me saying that you wanted to schedule like a quoting callback. Is that right?
Yeah, because the evening would be really good for me, but I'm 100% interested in being top of Google, man. Let's just cut, you know what I mean? Let's just cut to the chase. I pay for web pages, domains, all that bullshit, but it's all at the end of the fucking day, man. It's who is at the top of Google. And if you are in the top 5 in Fishers, you're getting your phone ring. It's just
right.
People want fast, immediate. It's, the rich, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
I want it now.
You can have a nice looking website, but if it's in the middle of nowhere, no one can see it, you know? Well, yeah, man, I'm more than happy to set that up with you and get a quote together and just really go into detail about everything, because we'll definitely take great care of you. We're one of 5 premier partners of Google in the U.S. We've been around for 20 years now, so you're definitely in great hands with us. Ryan, when's a good time to circle back with you today once you're kind of got things out of the way?
Actually, tomorrow evening would be the very best. We'll probably be working until about 6 or 7, man. And here's the thing. When you guys give me the quote, I want to be able to have my debit card ready and everything and be able to pull the trigger on this shit.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we can definitely do tomorrow, man. What's a good time tomorrow to reach back out to you?
What's your latest appointment that you can give?
So it's 3:48 right now. With that, we're in office till 5 o'clock your time.
5 o'clock my time?
Right.
Just been making me like it, and you need, 30 minutes with me, 20?
Or actually, no, we're in the office till 6 o'clock your time, my bad. And yeah, to get you signed up, it's just like about a 10-minute call. I get some information from you. Of course, just the payment process. And that's about it. We schedule your onboarding for your best convenience, but that's about it.
Right. Cool. Okay, so I can give you 2 times exactly. I drop my fucking son off at 7 a.m. in the morning, man, at his job, and then I go pick. And then I have to sit in an hour before I can pick up my help because he has a baby. You know, that shit. So with that being said, from 7 till 8, I'm completely free in the a.m. And if you can't, and you can try me there. And
okay.
If you can hit me, we hit. And if not, then 5, you said 5 o'clock my time, so let's make it back, pedal it to 4:30.
All right, 4:30.
Yeah, that'll at least give me time to get to at least almost this point again, man. You know, and
okay,
in my day, I'm out of the tree by then. I can walk away from my crew and let them pick up the fucking sticks on the ground, which I prefer
to
do anyway.
Right. Yeah, okay, we can definitely... Yeah, I think the evening will work better because we don't get into the office till like 10 a.m. your time, man. So I at least want to give us some time, like it be a better frank for you. But, is the phone number that I have here, the 767-1610, the best way to reach you?
Yeah, it's my personal cell and the company phone, man. I always got it strapped to me.
Perfect, Ryan. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put us down for a, let's call it like a, just like a 3 o'clock. Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll go ahead and shoot for that, man. Yeah, go ahead and shoot for that.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put you down for a 3 o'clock.
What?
Okay.
But I know what I have on schedule. I have a fucking pine tree that will blow out in 45 minutes, so I think I can do that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, man, we'll take great care of you. We'll put everything, do you have like a moment I could just explain to you this package and give you something to think about?
Yeah, I'll hide from him for a second. Go ahead.
All right. So, with you having that 50-mile service radius and all things considered of what you're doing with these tree services, I definitely think our package is going to really just essentially take that next step for you. It's, of course, going to handle you on Google, making sure that on Google, Google Maps, its first page, and then Google Voice are all taken care of for you, making sure that you're not only on the first page, but amongst the first results on the first page when people are doing searches for tree services. Along with that, we also put you onto 56 other directories like Yelp, Bing, Safari, things of that nature. So if an individual has their own preference on how they look up things, you'll still show up front and center when they're doing those searches. Does that make sense?
Nice. Yes, sir. And which okay, perfect. I know Google's number one, but, you know.
Right, right. It's all about presence. Right.
You gotta get tired of talking to tree guys, though. You'd be like, you fuck crazy fuckers. Yeah. But yeah, okay, so what are we talking about roughly on pricing?
Yeah, I just wanted to say there is a social media aspect to this as well, Ryan. We're a partner of Facebook on top of being a partner with Google, so we'll take care of your presence on there and actually run advertisements with that, which are really great at targeting the audience because if they're already doing searches for any type of tree service, also if they still happen to come across like your Google page or your website or anything like that, we can program it so they see an advertisement for your business as soon as they hop onto Facebook, which will normally be a whole second look of your business altogether for them. Just good marketing tactics in general. So as for
next door.
I'm sorry?
Are you guys tied in the next door?
Yeah, we aren't too much involved with them. They're their own platform. They're a lead-based service. We're more so of putting you on a multitude of platforms that are generally search-driven as far as that. But, yeah, we can coincide with them for sure. But with that being said, the pricing-wise, this is something that's month-to-month, Ryan. It has no type of contract associated with it. We do that for the sole purpose of just being able to prove to you we can do this job and then establish a long-lasting relationship. But with that being said, you're 16 years in the business, and I was tapped by Brian to attach a discount for you. On top of that, you already have a website, so we don't have to build that out for you, which helps a lot. So...
yeah.
With that, okay, so that knocks off a little bit over 60% of our normal cost for the package. So you'd be looking at a month-to-month rate of only $249 a month, and that's a fixed discounted rate that we'll maintain for you as long as you have us.
Oh, sweet. That's sweet, man. You know, we can do this either two fucking ways, Bubba. You can take my debit card now and run that tomorrow evening before you leave work, or you can call me at this appointment tomorrow and we can run debit cards then.
I can take everything now, man. It'll take me like literally 5-10 minutes to get all this together for us just to get it going. Ryan, what are your hours of operation?
Man, 24/7 on emergencies. I mean, that's how we advertise.
And y'all assume you're licensed and insured with this?
Yes, sir. We got full workman's comp, full insurance.
Perfect.
Yeah. Good standings, all that good.
And we're going to market you for all tree services that you offer, residential and commercial, but are there any type of specialties or niche jobs that you prefer more of that are maybe like moneymakers? Because we're able to focus in on stuff like that.
Well, you know, I always like my residential more than anything. Key points on me, you know what I mean? My specs, I mean, I'm the guy that designs the FedEx Tour, too. You know what I mean? I'm a world-renowned exterior design artist. I've done 3 world tours for the FedEx Tour, Western Golf Association.
Wow.
Travel around with Tiger Woods. I know Tiger real well, man. I fucking play golf with him all the time when I'm on tour with him. Yeah, and I know you really can't advertise that too much, but you can maybe bolt in that shit somewhere or something. But I am that guy.
I'm gonna definitely run out.
I hate golfer. Fine. Really fucking hate golf, but don't let him know. He works really well. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I tell you what, the golfers are fucking crazy. I thought it'd be a bunch of snooty people. No, man. There was bitches running down the fairway naked, drunker than fuck. I mean, them fuck. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. But
yeah,
we do all tree work. Hey. Special niches. I'm a pro climber, man. That's just I don't use equipment. I work in Fishers, Guy's Carmel. I work for the top realtors in the state. I work for Williams Realty, all that. I mean, just about anybody that's fucking somebody around here who I work for already. So I only kind of really specialize in dealing with premier clients and premier companies. You know what I mean? It's like I got to set myself aside with all my accomplishments, and I would rather wait for the right job than to just run around and be in bidding wars with Joe Blow. It's like we specialize in private arboriculture for the rich. And we do hit the main media, of course. Don't get me wrong.
Well, that actually brings me to my next point. I mean, so we're staying in the right places. What are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you want to be found in?
Only one. My county, 46038. Well, I take that back because Zionsville's a different county over. I think they're in Hendricks or some shit. But, like, I'm strictly the 116th Street, Beverly Hills run of the Midwest. I want to be from Geist to the Fishers to Carmel to West. Now, I don't even want to go into Westfield, even though that's the most booming community in the world right now. But that 116th Street run, 46038, all Hamilton County. I mean, the annual household income here is 180,000. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's like,
yeah,
you can't lose. Most of my clients are multimillionaires. Gated communities, homes are $6-7 million, fucking that kind of stuff is people I work for. Because I don't want to work for Joe Blow that has a job working for, you know what I mean?
Right. Right. You need someone that you know that's not going to bounce the check and also have actually that's a profitable type of job for you, a project that's going to make you some money. So we'll definitely be able to target that for you.
I'm
going to
die
for
somebody. I'm going to die for because that's what I specialize in. I'm a high-risk fail specialist, so I'm a rigging specialist. Machines can't get to where I go. When the big companies around here, their cranes won't reach, their crawlers won't reach, and they have to have a pro climber, a rigging specialist that can go 120 feet and rig a 3-ton fucking tree off the top of a mansion. That's me. I'm the guy they call.
All right. I actually just notated that you go where machines can't go. That's a great selling point.
Yeah, where machines can't go. And I have zero limitations. Grow the tree bigger. I'll climb to the moon. I'm not scared of any heights, any rigging scenario. It's just my game, man. I was trained by the Army Corps of Engineers and ranked 12th in the world, 2012. Yeah, I've had an exciting career, man.
Sounds like it for sure. Now, Ryan, is your last name Powell?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And what's a good email for you, man?
PowellandSonsUrbanForestry@yahoo.com. That's all spelled out, including the and. If I would have known 16 years ago, dude, that how long and fucking tedious that was to type, I would have never created it. But too late.
I'm sorry. It's Powell. Can I catch that one more time?
PowellandSonsUrbanForestry@yahoo.com. That worked out good on pricing, though, man. I was going to tell myself I was going to be able to spend $1,000 a month on advertising and insurances this year. So that works out great. Because my workman's comp's like $250. My regular insurance is like $250. And then you guys are going to be like $250, right?
Yeah, just right there in the pocket. So perfect. And what's a good billing address for you?
Fuck. I just moved 3 days ago, bro. Give me a second.
Oh, I feel that, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm pretty
hyped.
That's a rough one. I went through my fifth divorce, man, 5 months ago. And all right. 7825 Dawson Drive, Fishers. 46038.
Perfect, man. Give me one moment, just applying those two discounts we had for us. You a Pacers fan?
No, sir. My crew is, they're all about Pacers and the games every night, and they're all about the football and shit. But me, I'm a pro climber, brother. I just, anything but all, everything I live for tree work.
Gotcha. Live and breathe it.
Yeah, if I'm at home watching anything on TV, it's videos of other guys doing tree work or, and just to be honest, I don't even really watch TV. Man, I'm so fucking busy. I sleep 4 hours a night. We work 7 days a week.
Dang.
What's up?
That's definitely who we love to represent, for sure.
Yeah, we had Renita here in Indiana a month ago, and that really shot business up.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure, especially with those emergency jobs and the people with insurance. I'm sure we got a lot of claims going on there. All right, and what kind of card will we be using for the transaction today? Or I guess we'd have to do a post-date for tomorrow.
Yeah, do a post-date tomorrow, and that'd be a Visa. But what is Visa? Oh, dang God, man, I got so many debit cards, brother. 1 second. I just find my wallet. The thing about me on debit cards is I only do transactions off of one. I put money in the bank for special things like this. So it doesn't, and it's no offense to you, of course, but it's just the world we live in.
Smart. Yeah.
Then I turned around because, yeah, I've been hacked once before. And I mean, of course, the bank just immediately gave me my money like it's never missing, but it scared the fuck out of me.
So, oh, hell yeah.
I'll load this card up with 500 in the ATM when I leave here tonight and run it tomorrow. It's going to be a Cynthia Visa debit. It's going to be to Ryan Thomas Powell. And here comes the code, 4328. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
6200-0287-4529. You should have 4328-6200-0287-4529.
Perfect. And the expiration date, please?
It's going to be 12. I see my vision's fucked. 12/20/27.
And the CV code as well, please.
A 085.
All right. And as you well know, we just touched base on this. We're never going to give out your personal information. In fact, we even give you a business line that's going to weed out a majority of spam and spoof calls that could come to you because we put a lot of security on it. It also helps out with just our tracking. But the fact of the matter is, with today's climate on the internet, there's the likelihood of them still getting through and calling you with a spoof call. So we want to prevent anything malicious from happening. So what we do is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you have any concern, you just ask us this question, and we immediately answer it for you. For that question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
City I was born in.
And what's the answer for that?
Elwood.
Okay, great.
So can I tell you my problem is?
What's up?
When it comes to... Okay, so here's my problem I've been dealing with for fucking at least the last, since 2012 when I turned my first PGA Tour. Billy Goatin, you know that term on the internet? Billy Goatin?
Yeah.
I got a dickhead that bought a domain. I've traced him to Michigan. But anyway, he doesn't exist. And his name is Powell and Sons, and he advertises as guttering, tree service. And he just builds a bunch of fucking goddamn web pages, man, in cities. Off of companies that do extremely well. I'm really famous where I'm at. I mean, humbly. I'm well known. You know, the PGA guy, pro climber. Been here 16 years watching the community get built. So with all that being said, I was the guy he chose to fucking Billy Goat. So I get a lot of complaints, man, and I get millions of phone calls from all over the country because he doesn't not only do it around here, he does it everywhere. And what happens is he has one of them fucking applications they fill out so he can sell their information to Home Advisor, of course.
Right.
And he leaves no phone number. So when people are typing in him, looking at his shit and thinking, oh, this guy's right next to me for gutters, windows, or he's a tree guy, I'm getting phone calls from all over the country, man, over this Billy Goater. And I don't know, with you being tied into Google, if that's going to be somehow prevented or worded to make it to where people know, man, this is not, make sure, you know, because, I mean, I've gotten shitty reviews on Google over it. People will be like, you know, your company says they're going to be here at a certain time. And it's not even my company. It's a different company. It's who they put that, and then Home Advisor's calling and sending scrubs to these people's house, not five-star companies. And, yeah, it just ends up ruining my reputation. It pisses
me off. With that, man, we're, like, solely based on, like, the marketing side of things, but I will say I came from a pretty big corporation that handled pretty much everything on the ins and outs of that. And what I can say is if you have a doing business as within, like, your general, like, county at the very least, I know that you can actually reach out to some entities that can essentially give him a cease and desist because he doesn't have the full right to – be doing that if you do have a doing business as name. I've definitely seen that done before, but that would be out of our hands.
So can you leave me in the right direction then on that there, Cyber?
Yeah, let me find a link for you real quick.
Talk to each other on a private line so you can hack his shit and meld his computer and
let me see real quick.
I heard about you computer guys, man, that you can do some pretty fucked up shit in this world today. Me, I'm computer illiterate.
Let me see real quick. Okay, I found a link for you, and let me go ahead and get that over to you. I'd also recommend, whatever links he has up, Ryan, look those, like, look up his domain and see who it's hosted by. You can also reach out to those people who are hosting that domain for him directly and then start the process with them as well to get the cease and desist done.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because that's GoDaddy. I looked that shit up.
Oh, then that's actually who I worked for. So you can reach out to them and say, like, your whole entire situation. They're going to make you essentially start a case. And from there, I think they'll take care of it for you.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So just call them up and get that started, and they're pretty on top of that stuff. I've seen it firsthand.
Yes, sir. I'll do that then, sir.
All right. And then Ryan, what's a good time tomorrow? I mean, just to process the payment and then to get your onboarding schedule, it's going to literally take a few seconds. I just have to go through a script and then we do that.
I think me at like 3:30. Is that what we?
Yeah, 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Yeah, right around there, man. I can jump in the truck real quick.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll give you a call then. We'll just keep that scheduled call back, and we're all good to go, man. I'll call you up tomorrow, and we'll get all this rolling.
I appreciate you, brother. This is a good thing for me, man. Being on top of Google is really where it's at.
For sure, man. It's a game changer for sure. It'll make a night and day difference.
I waste a lot of money in doing different ads and different, like, my webpage, man. Nobody goes to my fucking webpage at all, bro. Nobody's typing in palandsonsurbanforestry.com and all that big old long fucking word just to see me cut trees. They want to see it on Google. You know what I mean? You can see everything on Google.
Right.
So that's where I want to be on top. Because I'm like 15th right now. There's so many fucking people running around just putting in fake, because I know with Google algorithms, if you stay on top of your Google and you have a bunch of reviews, then they put you at top by the activity, right?
Right.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of scrubs around here that don't even know how to climb trees, and they'll just have their crackhead friends, you know what I mean? Hey, Doc, let's come over to my get drunk for the night and every one of you sit on your phones and fucking put in reviews for me.
Right.
Using faith. And next thing you know, they're at the top and hell, they're using ladders to climb trees. It's just sad.
Yeah,
it's exactly. A sad world we live in. And it is. I'm probably sure
right.
You guys got competitors to do some fucked up shit too to undermine you. But
anyway, yeah, I mean, it's just the state of today, man. It's sad. But, yeah, I got us all scheduled out for tomorrow. Like I said, it'll only take a few minutes just to get everything processed and then get your onboarding done, or at least your onboarding scheduled, which is just like a 30-minute call with our one of our specialists. And that's, like I said, scheduled at your best convenience. But otherwise, Ryan, there's nothing else we need to do currently, man. I do appreciate you taking my call, and I definitely look forward to speaking with you tomorrow and getting everything
cool.
rolling for you.
Yeah, that's going to help us out, man, in the winter month. I'm trying
sure.
to prepare for my winter. I'm swamped now, but winter comes around, and you got to...
That's where it really holds you down.
Yes, sir. So you have a good evening, boss, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3:30.
You too, man. Thank you. Bye.